Chapter 7 Flying with Midge.
A rat! A rat!
Cried a woman near the back of the plane. She stood on her seat looking horrified. I ran towards her just in time to see Midge's tail disappearing behind the legs of an Indian lady. I tried to catch Midge's tail, but fell and landed on the floor holding the lady's foot. Some passengers laughed. It was a funny situation. The Indian lady didn't laugh. I said sorry quickly, very embarrassed.
Please return to your seat,
the stewardess said, smiling.
I'll find your pet.
Okay, but be careful, I warned her. He's lost and frightened, so he can bite you.
I'm not frightened,
said the stewardess.
I love animals.
I returned to my seat, feeling very stupid. I heard passengers reacting to Midge.
Look, it's there, shouted one passenger. Oh my goodness, what is it?
Shouted another. A few minutes later, Midge appeared at my feet and jumped onto my knees. He began to nuzzle my face and neck. Phew. I put my extra safety belt around his body to keep him in place. Please don't move now, I begged my little friend. For the next few hours, Midge slept peacefully on my knees, and finally, we arrived in Paris. But our problems weren't over. Our next problem was the flight from Paris to London.
You can't keep that animal with you,
the French stewardess told me.
It must travel with the cargo. That's the law.
Reluctantly, I put poor Midge into his box, and they secured the lid tightly. I didn't have an option. Midge travelled with the cargo from Paris to London. Sometimes animals in cargo die from travel shock, so I was very worried on the flight. Finally, we arrived at London Airport, and the stewardess brought Midge's box. I opened the box very nervously, and Midge jumped into my arms. Who was happier, him or me? After an hour, we were in my London flat. Midge's fatigue from his long journey disappeared. He explored his new home very enthusiastically. I went to the kitchen to find some fish for him and heard a loud crash of dishes. He was inside a cupboard. Quickly, I filled the bath with water and put Midge and the fish inside it. Paradise.